Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I don't even know how the conversation started, but you know, in our production meetings for Air Talk, someone will bring something up and it'll spur another idea. And it's fun brainstorming, and we'll end up talking about topics that have nothing to do with current events. And that's really the case with this next segment. Somehow we got onto the topic of people who started at entry-level jobs and ended up running the whole show afterwards. I had a couple of examples that I'll share in a moment that came to my mind of people that we interviewed here on Air Talk who had great stories like that. But I'd really like to hear your story of that example. And, you know, sometimes these are people without college degrees, with certainly without advanced degrees, but learned the business from the very start at that entry-level position. I'd like to hear those stories. If it's you or someone you're familiar with, 866-893-KPECC. One of the great LA stories, and example of this, is Bill Davila, who started sweeping floors at his local Vons supermarket. And after he went into the service, after he served his time in the military, came out, went back to work for Vons, and ended up as the chief executive of the whole organization. Grew up east side of Los Angeles, and became someone who's was a familiar figure from the television commercials that he did for Vaughn. So Bill Davila was a great example. He passed away a few years ago at the age of 82, but left quite a legacy with that local company. And then we also have a man who was a frequent guest with us on Air Talk when he was the head of the Metropolitan Transit Authority, Art Leahy, who started as a Metro bus driver back when it was the old RTD, the Southern California Rapid Transit District. He was a bus driver and worked his way up to run all of Metro. Once he left Metro, he ran Metrolink before retiring from that position. So these are examples of people, you know, who started, who really had a good sense of what their business was like at the very ground level. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Remington in Whittier, I understand this applies to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I came up from the ground floor in cybersecurity, working as an analyst with no college degree. And then I kind of rose up through the ranks into management and then executive management. And I've spent the last 10 years leading cybersecurity practices and entire departments in, you know, Fortune 50 to Fortune 100 companies.
Wow. And Remington, do you run into in your business with security companies very many people who don't have college degrees?
I actually do. There's a, you know, when I hire, I really look for talent and curiosity. And I found that people who come up through cybersecurity degrees or cybersecurity programs, they tend to know a lot of facts they've memorized. They don't tend to have that curiosity, that drive that really separates great engineers from somebody who's just memorized a lot of facts.
Remington, I appreciate it. Thanks so much sharing your experience. 866-893-KPECC. Michael in Long Beach, you want to point to an important L.A. historical figure.
Actually, two. First, Gil Lindsay, who started as a janitor at DWP and worked his all the way up to the emperor of the Great Ninth Council District. And Tom Bradley, who started as a police officer in 1940 and after being councilman, actually police officer, lieutenant councilman, was the mayor for 20 years.
Well, Tom Bradley, of course, I knew that story. I didn't realize that Gil Lindsay had started as a janitor for DWP, you said?
Yes.
Wow. And as you mentioned, a very powerful leader of the Los Angeles City Council from there. Michael, thank you so much. That's a great example from the city of Los Angeles's history of two men who had that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. If you're someone who's had this experience, you started in the entry-level job and you ended up running the thing, I'd like to know what you learned in that entry-level job that's still front of mind for you as you do the executive work today. What is it you learned from that starting position that was invaluable? 866-893-KPECC. Jackie in Moreno Valley in the Inland Empire, share with us your experience.
Hi, Larry. I started for H&M working in the distribution center. I started as a temp just doing clerical administrative work. And now I'm helping to manage one of our West Coast DC. It's state-of-the-art. It's a brand-new warehouse out in Paris, California. And it's been a long journey. I've been there for about 7 years now.
Congratulations, Jackie. That's terrific. So what you learned doing the clerical work, does that come into play with what you do as a manager?
I mean, a little bit. I learned some more advanced Excel formulas to help me analyze data, but that's about it. But I really contribute my success to the people I've worked with along the way. H&M really pushes. We believe in people and developing your team, and I've grown so much as an employee and a person as a result.
Thank you so much. And, you know, one of the things as a manager, I would think in many cases, is it helps you to empathize with people who were doing the job starting out that you did at some point a number of years ago, that you have some sense. Now, there may be the flip side of that, is that also when they tell you things about the challenge of doing the job that you know weren't true, you may be able to call them on that if they didn't know you'd done the same job. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. Let's talk with Julie in Eagle Rock. Julie, please share your experience.
I hired my manager, Jean. I own a dog daycare called Wagville. We do daycare, boarding, grooming, to file papers. I hired her just to file in the back, and today she's running the entire place.
Wow.
She's amazing. She's great with people. She would never call and brag about herself, which is why she's not on.
So you'll do it for her.
Everyone loves her, and if we make it through COVID, it will be because of her.
Wow. And does she have any experience running a business like this?
None. She was an accountant back in her home country, but she was starting from the ground zero when she came here. And she didn't have any experience managing people, though. And she's great at it.
Julie, thank you for sharing. You want to give us at least her first name so she gets credit?
Sure, Jean.
Jean, all right. Julie, thanks. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Eddie in Long Beach has a great example of this. Eddie, go to it.
Yes, Richard Montañez from Frito-Lay. He started off as a janitor at Frito-Lay, and then he actually invented the Flaming Hot flavor for Cheetos, and he was a CEO for a long time, and they're actually making a movie about him as right now.
Wow. Yeah, well, it sounds cinematic. It's a great story to be told as a movie. And you said it's Richard Montañez, is that right?
Yes, Richard Montañez.
All right. Very good. Eddie, that's a great story, running Frito-Lay, starting as a janitor and inventing the very popular Flamin' Hot version. 866-893-KPECC. And our very quick producer, Matt D'Angelo-Antonio, said that Montañez was raised in a migrant labor camp. So, wow, what a great story. No wonder they're making a movie about his life. We're talking about people who started out in entry-level positions and ended up running things. What they learned from that experience, you know, so often formal education is what's stressed now. College degree, advanced degree, that's what you need if you want to be at the top and run a business. Yet we know that there are so many examples of people without that level of formal education who are tremendous tremendous leaders and started with the experiences that came at the very bottom of the company. 866-893-KPECC. We'll be back in just 1 minute. I love seeing these calls come in because you're jogging my memory about some of these stories I'd heard about years ago and it had since forgotten. We're talking about people who have headed companies at which they started out at an entry-level position only to work themselves all the way up to the top, not by jumping from company to company, but by leading the company where they started out and being a loyal employee for many years before running the show. By the way, on that last call about Richard Montañez, the head of Frito-Lay, the feature film that's in production is being directed by Eva Longoria. And another just factoid about Montañez's life is he grew up in a one-bedroom apartment with his parents and 10 siblings. So in addition to that migrant labor camp experience earlier on. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Ben in West Los Angeles with one of those individuals in the story I forgot all about. Ben, go right ahead.
Hi, Larry. My favorite story is Dick Cook from the Walt Disney Company started as a ride operator at Disneyland. This is a story I've heard. I don't know him or anything, but started as a ride operator at Disneyland and worked his way up to run the Disney Studios for a number of years very successfully.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, another great story of that. Starting at the entry level and working up to the top, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We're talking about these examples of remarkable people who started with entry level jobs and ended up running the companies. Ted and Joshua Tree says, I remember David Geffen started his career at the mailroom at William Morris. Yeah, but in show business, that's very common. And a lot of times people working in the mailroom have college degrees or even advanced degrees, as I understand it. That's almost like a rite of passage sort of a thing. But, Ted, I appreciate it. Back to Dick Cook of Disney, he operated the monorail and the steam locomotive going back to 1970. Matt, you're on top of this. And then he headed up Buena Vista Pictures by 1994, just 24 years later. Let's see. Howard in Culver City. Howard, you have a jewelry company, I understand?
Yeah, we have a chain of jewelry stores, Larry, Daniels Jewelers, and our company never would have been successful were it not for the number of people with only high school degrees who are now the vice presidents and they're really running the company. People who started when they were 17, 18 years old and have just worked their way up. And we have like six different people who are making six figures, all because they just were so good and so smart, starting at the beginning and working their way to now leading teams. One of them manages like 40 stores. Another one is director of training. All started when they were young kids. So it just proves when you have the wherewithal, you want to learn, it's unbelievable how we never would have been a successful company without these people.
Well, Howard, I wonder, is this something that's part of the identity of Daniel Jewelers? Because I think, for so many companies, in achieving a certain size with the number of stores you've got, would be looking for people who are bringing in outside experience in leadership or have the advanced degrees that, systems would be redone in a different way with people from the outside. So what is it about your company that's led it to take this approach?
It starts with the customer. So that we hire people because they have a great personality. One thing we learned a long time ago, was you can't change somebody's personality. So if somebody's outgoing and warm and has some smarts and they care, then that's a person you can train. So we have a strong training program. because that's critical. So if you give somebody an opportunity, they grab for the opportunity. So, and I think that a lot of companies have to build themselves and get, you're missing a lot of talent if you don't do that. Let me just say that. I mean, it's unbelievable the dedication that's been formed over the years.
Yeah. Well, I would think the loyalty that people see others being promoted in the company and that their ability to prove themselves on the job is validated is very good for morale. Howard, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing that story. Heidi in Torrance, good to have you with us. Heidi, what's your story?
Hi. I spent most of my young adult years being a mom. I had my babies really early, and so I didn't get a chance to go to college. I finished high school really late. It took me 4 extra years of high school with a baby in tow. And so when my son was in 5th grade, I had to re-enter the market with no experience. I also was an undocumented immigrant. So I didn't have a whole lot going for me. So the only job I could get was doing paperwork at a preschool. And the preschool was teeny tiny. They only had 7 students.
Wow.
The director and 1 part-time teacher. And so I came in with no knowledge besides what I taught myself as a mother. And I was able to grow that company from 7 students to 24 students. I was able to manage and grow the teaching team from 2 teachers, so 1 part-time teacher, to 7 teachers.
That's great.
Specialty teachers who came in to provide services for the school. I worked from, you know, filing paperwork. I learned everything in the business, professional development, teaching parents about child development. I took over for the director when she was unavailable, and now I get to open my own preschool from my home with all the knowledge that I've been able to accrue.
Heidi, that's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that. And congratulations on your success and the necessity that you had to get the job when your kids reached a certain age and that you then taught yourself and learned on the job to this position where you're a business owner now. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You can share your favorite stories of people who started at the entry level and then move to run the whole business afterwards on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. The experience on the job, the training there, not necessarily formal education, which led to that degree of success. I sure hope to see you tonight at 6:30 for our Film Week and Chill event that we're doing. It's the first of our brand new virtual Film Week series. Films that are just fun, kind of relaxing during this year of the pandemic. I chose The Incredibles, the terrific Pixar animated film. The writer-director of Incredibles, Brad Bird, composer Michael Giacchino, 2 of our Film Week critics are with us. RSVP to get the link for 6:30 tonight, kpecc.org/in-person.